In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the guys talk about sex. This time around, it's all about starfuckers, from the silver screen to the porn DVD. The guys state their favorite barrel celebrities that they would like to screw. And as an added bonus, we talk about gingers. COL 253 starts now. Sunday, March 23rd, 2014, I'm Jeff.
Me not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now! That would make me Gary.
No she didn't. Ooh, girl.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 253. And I love my Bear Underground gear. I got my green shirt, and I got wearing my green underwear or my black jock strap, and I got a couple of hats, but wearing hats and in this headphones, it was not very comfortable, so I'm not wearing that, but I do have those. I've got other shirts and stuff from bearunderground.net. Speaking of which, Ian and Phil closed on the house, and I believe they are currently in the process of moving in. I think they had their moving in thing yesterday, something like that. So yay. I knew it was right around this time. I don't remember the details, but congrats on finally moving into your house, Ian and Phil. And now Colorado just needs to legalize marriage, and then you can marry. In the meantime, they've got legalized pot, and they're making a boatload off of it, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to Wait, Don't Tell Me. That's all I wanted to know. Oh,
true.
But that you know what? True. I really want to get to.
Oh.
I got the job!
Yay!
Yay.
You don't have to do you?
Yeah.
Oh well.
Thank you. Okay. No.
Okay. That was
one of the best things about this is that the pay that we have, it is a contract job right now, so I still have to look for my own benefits. Actually, I think the Vault, the company that I'm going through for this, has ways of doing that too. So it's not a full thing, but at least I'm actually being paid 25 cents more than I was being paid at my old job. So that's even better. And hopefully I'll get hired on at Apple, which is even better. So anyways, that's my thing. Otherwise, I've just been kind of hanging out. Damon, what you?
So Saturday was very interesting for me. Friends had a game night, and I was going to go. As people don't know, I don't drive, so I was waiting on a friend of mine to come pick me up. Fortunately, unfortunately, his partner was in a car accident.
Oh no.
Yeah, so they told me. I mean, thank goodness they told me, but it meant that I couldn't get a ride there. So I was like, okay, well, I just won't go. You know, that's fine. You know, perils of not being an active driver kind of thing. But I had a friend of mine who was from out of town. He was here visiting and all that stuff. And I was like, cool. So he was like, why don't we meet at a bar here in town a little later? I was like, sure. So cool. So I waited for Jim. Jim had to work. Jim picked me up. We went to the bar, and we got there a little later than they said they were going to be there at 10. Him and my friend and his partner said they're going to be there at 10. And it was like, okay, well, we're getting there about 10:30, 10:45-ish. We get there, and they're not there. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'll see what's going on. And Didn't hear anything, didn't see anything, didn't see him, checked upstairs, all this stuff. So I decided to call. And I called. And he goes, oh, we're on our way. We'll be there in a few minutes. Okay, cool. So I go back in the bar. I wait. We wait. Run into another friend of ours who and his partner who just happened to be there that night. Waiting for a while. About an hour comes by and there's no call, there's no responses to messages on Scruff and whatnot. So I'm like, okay, well, what the fuck's going on? So I finally call him back and he goes, oh, I'm sorry. I've not been feeling well. I'm sick. I'm, you know, in the bathroom basically. And I'm not going to be able to come out. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And I hung up. Now, I'm calling this rude because if you were not feeling well, I mean, even if you weren't feeling well, you could have said something sooner than me having to wait an hour and call you. You could have called or texted or said something like, hey, I'm not feeling well. I don't think we're going out. So, okay. Not saying we would. I mean, we ended up staying out anyway, but it kind of, the purpose of us making the time to go out was to see you guys. And I understand you're sick, but you could have said something at any point in time to say we're not coming, because Jim and I could have done something else. We could have gone home. Granted, you know, it was good to talk with my other friends who showed up, but it just kind of defeated the purpose of making good plans to go out, because it took forever to find a place to park and all this stuff. So, yeah. So rude. Rude.
Rude. Okay. Dumb. Gary, anything going on over there, or?
My world is work and the run. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. When's that coming up? What's the dates again?
April 10th through the 13th.
Ooh, it really is coming up.
Yeah, it's so, just a couple weeks away. So that's why I was up until nearly dawn this morning with three of the committee members.
Gary, I'm sorry I can't come. I'm starting a new job, and it just wasn't appropriate for me to leave.
No, I understand.
Yeah. And Jim and I had to make the decision. And he won a pass to Claw, which is 2 weeks later. So he's going for free. So, yeah.
I see how it is.
Hey, we're buying a house, damn it.
Which is one of the reasons why we need to now continue on, because you know what? We've got a lot to talk about in.
Oh, that's right. Awesome.
Over in our Bear Underground group, we had two more people join us. KP, I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced, and Foreskin Tugger. Speaking of which, Foreskin Tugger gave us a post on the Bear Underground group. Oh. Damon, why don't you read that for us?
Sure. He says, I must say thank you for you all doing something that you probably didn't even know you were doing. I am totally blind, and in listening to your show, number 252, when you guys were talking about the photos of the guys, you described them. For those of us that are blind, this is great. As for the three guys, I would top the bear, verse the chubby, and bottom the belly. Nice. Keep up the great work, guys. A show idea for you to think about is foreskin restoration. It is becoming popular, and one of the other sites I belong to has over 10,000 guys who are restoring their foreskins. I have a small group on here that has about 25 members that are restoring, so even some bears are doing it too. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's probably something to talk about in the future. In fact, we kind of have a little bit of a plan. I'm not exactly sure when we'll do this specific episode regarding foreskin in general, as well as that being part of the topic, I'm sure. But something we'll definitely look into in the future. Also, we got a comment on BU from Beefy Buzz. He said, Hodor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We also got a message on Facebook. Gary?
We did. We got a message from Mark again. He's becoming a repeat commenter or messenger, I guess.
Is this a problem?
No. Okay. But you never know when people are, when they're coming into listening to the podcast. They may not necessarily have gone back previous episodes. So anyways, for COL 252, Mark said, I would totally top all three guys you posted. And then in parentheses, he explains 99% top here, but especially the beefy one. So he has a preference. If he had to put them in a priority, the beefy one is apparently the one he really likes. It's always a rush to dominate someone bigger than myself. It's like controlling a horse or other big creature. A lot of fun.
Oh, wow. I agree with you, Mark. 100%. Yeah, I think I had that same reaction too to that one. No. I think I bought him for that one. Never mind. Hmm. Anyways. Okay. All get right. ready.
Oh, Facebook.
Because we need to continue our Facebook likes again. If we hadn't mentioned your name on this show or last show, we'll probably be mentioning it on next show. So don't worry about that. We appreciate all the new Facebook likes we got. Thanks, Rock Cub. Yay. So this week, we've got Luke Thomas, Todd Glasgow, Bill Hunter, Steve Tracewell, Gregory Mark, Glenn McSparren, Michael Guerrero, Charles Lambda, Thomas Keith. Oh, two first names. Jack Fuller, Colin Kelly, Brian Wise, Brent W. Class, Jose Marrero Jr., and Alexander Lorador.
And then Dean Downing, J.J. Gingerbear, Will Harrell, George Price, Charles Green, Isaac Vidania, I'm going to say Bernard or Bernade, David, Warren Schaefer, Cubio Sohavo, Marty Chang, Joseph McGoldrick, J. Peyton Brown, Don McKeon, Gordy Surrett, and Stephen Hernandez.
As well as Lauren Leonard, Kur Lionheart-Tai, or Lionheart-Tay, I think, or Lionheart-Tix. I apologize because I'm going to butcher names. John Hinkle, Jim Van, Wade Guard, Keith Leahy, Dale Woody, Kevin Ball, Daniel Bates, Mark Gillespie, Joe Gray, Chris Boge, Scott Bullock, William White, and Joey Strong.
Yay. Thank you so much, folks. We really appreciate all the likes. Again, we've got another set coming. That's that streak. But we
and we have more likes too, so definitely.
Yeah, we'll just be adding them on when that happens. So, all right. Let's see. Moving right into the topic, and I think this is actually kind of the first one of this. Let's talk about sex. And actually, that's an actual segment. Occasionally, we're going to be doing a topic where we're talking about a specific thing in regard to sex in some way, shape, or form. There's a bunch of guests we want to get on these shows. So since we haven't quite got the scheduling down for that yet, but as we go along, we'll be getting them and posting those, having those shows happen. So we're going to start off with something a little bit fun. We're talking about sex with celebrities, or as we'd like to call them, celebrity fucks. One thing we decided to do here, we got three categories: porn star, movie, TV, and the general bare celebrity. That means that they're not necessarily a porn star. Not saying they aren't a porn star, just not necessarily.
Perhaps we want them to be a porn star.
There you go. They're not necessarily gay. So if there's a straight guy that's just hot that you would love to have sex with, that's fine. So so that broadens, if anything, at least the movie TV. Although porn star could probably do that because it could be a straight porn star that you like. You know. Although right. I don't think any of us said Ron Jeremy.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, all right. So let's go through these. We'll do each category and do our round robin. So I'll start off for porn star. Surprise, surprise. Venice Cub on the sea. I'm just gonna leave it at that. I mean, is there really much to really
Venice Cub on the sea?
Say? Venice Cub on the sea.
Yeah.
What's the word that I'm? Oh, that's right. Predictable.
I know. Just wait. Just wait until the other picture.
He is a very sexy, sensual man.
He's almost, I would say, if you want an example of my ideal bear, it's probably Venice Cub. Mm. You know, he's a little bit chubby, but he's muscular. He's got that nice big barrel chest, and yeah, so he's probably my ideal, or a good example of my ideal. Not necessarily what I'm finally want, but he's pretty much my ideal when it comes to it. Plus, I've seen him naked, and well, I like him on the sea.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm calling it just Venice Cup on the sea.
He's versatile on the sea. Yeah.
Well, bottom sea.
But well, still. He's topped both. He's done both.
I know he's done both.
But you just want him to be your bottom.
Yeah, I'm being just specific.
Nice.
Anyways, moving on. Damon, porn star. Okay.
Mine is a little obscure, so I am going to send a photo to the group. But his name is Ben Thomas, and he's done bear films. But
ooh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
He's
he has done a couple of their the one that I kind of am favorite of him is Wild Bears that came out like several years ago.
Is that the one where he's in the red jock strap?
Yes. And the threesome and with the two guys. Anyway, one of my hot scenes. Anyway, so why is he my favorite? Why would I totally fuck him? Because yes, he's a daddy bear bottom that loves knit play and comes like a fountain. Yeah. So that is why.
Okay. So to clarify, in the picture that you sent us, he is the one on top.
Yes.
Okay.
Or yeah. The one on top getting fucked.
Yeah, he's riding that cock for sure.
Yes. Yes. The
That's a excuse me while I hit reblog.
Yeah, it's just nice burly bear man. I believe he's uncut, which is also a plus.
Which is also another show.
Yeah, he's a top. He's the top of my list of bears I would fuck. Trust me, the list is very long because there are some on here that I would have loved to have. Yeah, but anyway. So, yeah, I'll leave that at that.
Yeah, anything we end up having on Tumblr, by the way, we'll have have reblogged onto the Cubs Out Loud Tumblr feed. Anything we don't, you'll just be able to go to the website, cubsoutloud.com, and see a picture. There will be a link to him.
Yeah, he's sexy, and I love it. And
God, he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Although I like him with the full beard, not with the chin cut off.
I don't know what he has right now. But so, that's okay. Hair grows back. We have got Jeffrey tongue tied.
Mm.
Nice.
I'm still for Venice Cup on the seat. But anyways, moving on. Gary.
Sorry. Yeah. So. Okay. I'm going to reveal who mine is. And it comes with a preface that, Damon, you're not allowed to say anything for 5 seconds.
What? Why? Why?
Okay. because I don't have that many porn stars per se that I like, I don't know, that I follow or like am, you know,
okay,
I don't know, mm-hmm. head over heels for per se. So I went to the one that I guess I thought, well, if I had a chance, in all likelihood, then I probably would.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Nice.
So now that you've read the doc, because I wrote his name in, because we're doing a reveal as we're doing this, I picked Shep Hunter.
Yeah.
And of all the things that was interesting to me, he has a Google Plus page, which I kind of was not expecting. So
you followed, right?
I added him to my circles. I did.
No, he's a grain redhead, right?
He is. I believe the term is sugar and cinnamon.
Oh, sugar and yes. cinnamon. I like that. I never thought.
Or cinnamon sugar, whichever you prefer.
Oh, that reminds me of something. We'll do that at the end here. I think I did put it in there. No, I didn't. Okay, we'll get to that later. We've got another segment. I forgot to put something in the doc for, but so Shep Hunter, that's a great choice.
Yes,
I really like that. That's a brilliant idea.
Quiet over here.
Mm-hmm.
Totally quiet.
That's all right. So I'm going to throw everybody off with this next, because we got the next category. We got movies and TV. Did I get the link? Hold on. So crap. So this next one is something that is basically one of these things I ended up really liking, not because of everything else in the show, but because of one of the characters in the show, who was absolutely freaking gorgeous. It is from the show Tenso Sentai Ghost Changer, and it's Hakase Amachi. The actual actor's name is Louis Yamada, the 53rd, and he's fucking gorgeous.
Aww.
Fucking gorgeous. He's a big guy, and I just want to like hug him and kiss him and just cuddle with him at least, even if there wasn't any sex. But
yeah, this would definitely be considered obscure. But I know who you're talking about, and looking at the picture, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, he's
Japanese. He's daddy the most bear.
Yeah, he's the most handsome Japanese daddy bears I've ever seen, and I like that. Don't get me wrong; as the series goes on, you kind of get into it. But whenever he came on, I just wanted him to stay on. The only time that it wasn't so well was when Master had inhabited him to communicate with the Ghost Sagers. And whenever that happened, he put on this like handlebar mustache. It wasn't
nice.
Attractive. It wasn't that great. It was a great way to distinguish when it wasn't him. But.
Nice.
He's just
Louis Yamada,
gorgeous.
And so, Louis Yamada, the 53rd.
Yeah. LIII. If you're putting in Roman numerals.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'll link to his character page, because that's basically what his character page on the Power Ranger he gave, because that's what it was, because he's got another picture like on his IMDb profile. Actually, no, his IMDb doesn't have a picture, but the link to the page with just him, like when you click on the actor link, it's in one of his other things, and it looks silly. So
yeah,
so I'm just into his Ranger Wiki page. But yeah, so Louis Yamada, the 53rd. Yeah. So I told you it was going to be something different. Would you have expected different. Me to have picked that?
No, I would not have.
Right. I completely agree. Because when you put the link up and it said Power Rangers, I was like, really?
But it wasn't, because, and it wasn't when the Rangers.
No, I know. Like, I'm actually glad it wasn't what I was thinking, because I was like, I could not imagine being attracted to a person in a multicolored spandex outfit with a helmet. But that's just me.
Yeah, because they're all skinny.
Well, so, there is Blake Foster.
Blake Foster.
He was the little kid on Power Rangers Turbo. He is
very sexy bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now. Not then. Now.
Not then. No. not then, because he looked like Jake Lloyd in a little bit when he was younger. Anyways, moving on.
Okay. All right.
Damon, so, you're a movie TV celebrity.
Mine is he's done TV, he's done movies, and he is a very cute-looking bear guy, and that is Tyler Labine. Blondish, brown, blue-eyed, beard, kind of a stockier guy. I think he's recently lost weight, but, you know, I don't care about that. I don't care. He's still just adorable, and... When you, I typed his name in, and all these pictures show up, and it's like, yep, he's mine. He's just got this really cute face, and he's a funny actor too, and he's just a great guy. So yeah, I choose him.
Wasn't there like some sort of sex comedy or something where he kissed a guy in?
Yeah, it was. Something like Summer Orgy or something. I forget the name of the movie, but it was. I can't remember the name of the movie now, but yeah, there's a. He's done it, and he's just adorable. So, I choose him, definitely.
So it's interesting because I only know him from one thing. And it was the first thing that I think he may have kind of gotten recognition on a larger scale for. Although I'm looking at his IMDb and it's pretty long. Like, the boy's been working for quite some time.
Yeah.
But he first came on the scene in my mind in the TV series Invasion.
Yeah.
Back in 2005, 2006. Because I don't remember him prior to that. But when he came on... The picture that you had posted, Damon, is exactly what he looked like. He was this, like, moderate height, stocky build, bearded, goofy kind of, I forget what the word is, conspiracy theorist, pot smoking, like kind of dude. And I was like, he's cute. Who's that? Like, because he really stood out to me, because in television, I was like, well, that's different. Like, I wasn't quite expecting that kind of a guy, and but he fit the role really well, and unfortunately only ran for one season, but
yeah, he's been on a lot of failed TV shows. He was on Sons of Anarchy, Sons of Tucson, that was on Fox for like half a season or something, but and he was the star of the show, and it was him and these, you know, he was taking care of these three kids and blah blah blah. And but it was a decent show, but I understood why it failed, but not because of him, but it just wasn't the greatest show. It just wasn't the greatest premise. Anyway,
this is a completely non sequitur, like random point. Do you know what I just found out who the creator of the TV show Invasion was?
What? Who?
Sean Cassidy.
Huh.
As in the teenage heartthrob from the 60s. In the early 70s, Sean Cassidy. And the only reason why I'm even mentioning this is because Sean Cassidy was my aunt's, like, poster boyfriend on the wall of her bedroom, kind of. And he was, you know, well known for the Hardy Boys mysteries and and that kind of stuff. Wow, that's just crazy. I didn't realize he created that show. That's wild.
Wow. All right.
Anyways, back to the show.
Yes.
Very movie, TV, celebrity.
Oh, my movie, TV, celebrity is Dan Haggerty.
Oh,
not familiar. Okay.
Not familiar.
Oh, you are. You just don't know who you are.
Wow.
Is there a picture?
That's wait, a wait. Good
hold
one.
On, hold on. Hold on. I got a link. God bless America. And of course, now like Google Docs wants to like have a schnit fit, not give me the thing.
I'll let you say who he is.
We'll wait for Damon to click the link and.
Oh.
It's one of those things where you kind of don't know his name, but when you see.
Yes.
Him. Oh, by the way,
nice.
This guy, just gray him all up. He's also a really, really great Santa Claus.
He is like the epitome of the bear like actor, so to speak. And please forgive if we use this picture, please forgive the fashion sense at the time that the picture was taken, because those jeans pants are awful.
That's absolutely terrible.
Yes, they are.
But that being said, he. So for those of you that are kind of like, who the hell's Dan Haggerty that they're talking about? Dan Haggerty is otherwise known as Grizzly Adams.
You know what? You just say that and everybody's like, oh,
right.
I mean, there's very few people be like, who's Grizzly Adams? I think they would have to be younger than me by quite a few years. In my humble opinion.
Yeah, so the only thing about him is from the time that he was this classic epitome of this Paul Bunyan lumberjack, the Grizzly Adams character that he played, it was the style of the time he had a big full head of hair, big wavy hair.
Oh, he still has – it looks like he still has a full head of hair, at least as of 2010.
Yeah, and a big bushy beard. But I think it's all calmed down with time. He still has longer hair, yes, but Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I and this image, the photo number two on IMDb kind of gets him closer to a Santa looking like, mm-hmm. you know, gray.
Okay.
Yeah, he's yeah. Good pick. Good pick.
Gary.
I knew that I would win Jeffrey with that one.
A nice one. You probably won Rock Cub as well.
Yeah, a little reddish. I don't think he's really reddish. A redhead per se, but he's reddish, yeah.
Maybe he's a daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywho.
We're all about saying, teasing Rock Cub about his reddish. Anyways.
All righty.
Yeah, I'm sure he's totally fine with that. We love you, Jeffrey. excuse me. Jeffrey.
Thanks, pronounce Jeff. It right.
Thanks, all right. Jeff. Moving on. Thing. Okay. Moving on into Bear Liberty. So I got an award winner for mine.
Oh?
And I'm going to say one thing and you'll know who I'm talking about. World class kisser.
Yeah.
No, this was a really tough decision.
It was not.
No, seriously. Because he was actually the third person I thought of. And then I'm like, well, I'm a world-class kisser. So what happens when two world-class kissers kiss?
The world
I really want to find
there out. There can only be one?
Highlander style.
But yeah, Gabriel Majors. Gabe, you're super hot and sexy. And I just want to kiss you.
He is a good kisser,
but if we were naked in bed, yeah, it'd be a very versatile experience.
Yeah, Gabriel is a good kisser. I will vouch for that. Definitely vouch for that one.
Whew.
Well, apparently that just left us all speechless. Damon, who is your bear celebrity?
We've talked about him a bit already, but I am going to go ahead and say it, and I'm using him, and I don't care what you say, Gary. It is the creator or writer of How to Train Your Dragon, Dean DuBois, or DuBois. God, I can't talk right now, so because I'm so infatuated.
And flustered.
Yes, and flustered. Definitely flustered. He is. So if you haven't guessed by now, I kind of have a thing for bearded daddy bears. So Dean is a bearded daddy bear, super cute with these beautiful eyes and the salt and pepper hair and the just burliness of him. There are plenty of pictures of him in various states of undress all over the Tumblr world. if you wish to find them, I'm sure you can. It won't take long.
He's absolutely freaking gorgeous.
Yes. And I know he has a partner, and that's great, but I would just want to meet him. Yeah, and fuck him, but and just grab a hold and just kind of get a nice big bear hug from him. I think he gives.
The thing is, for some of these, we're not necessarily about having sex with them. It's more about you want to meet them and touch them.
I would totally fuck. Let's talk
about sex. Anyway. Uh-huh. Yes, have sex with them, but it's not like the wham bam thank you man sort of thing. I mean, these are people who we want to take our time, probably something a little more sensual, unless they want to go a different route.
No. Tyler Labine, I would just throw him on the bed and just do it and be done. I don't fucking care.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Passionate. It's all good to me. Okay.
So I'm misunderstood. Anyways, yeah. Dean DuBois, that's an awesome. We all got some awesome picks here. Although I'm not sure about the Tyler Beam thing myself, but still. And I really like my picks anyway. Anyway, so moving on.
Gary.
Uh huh.
Your bear celebrity.
Yeah. So, not necessarily a surprise. We got a twofer here because some people don't listen when I say back off, bitch. But I will say that I think my picture of Dean trumps your picture of Dean.
Okay.
So it's all about the picture now. Okay. So Damon wants to be with the one that he picks, and Gary wants to be with the one that he picks. Oh, wow. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Gary, you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we've got the nice, sweet Dean in one picture, and the other one, Dean, nice blue eyes, beard, with a big old cigar in his mouth, just looking at you like, get on your knees, boy.
Yes,
suck
sir.
My fucking cock.
Yes, sir.
I kind of like Gary's better.
So, yeah. Well, here's the thing is, there's a very specific picture of Dean that I was looking for. Still cannot find it. I'm beginning to wonder if it was, like, eliminated off the face of the internet somehow.
Weird.
Because I'm wondering if it revealed something that people weren't supposed to know. And ties back to the fact that Dean is known for his work with animated movies. How to Train Your Dragon has obviously been very successful. The sequel, How to Train Your Dragon 2, is coming out this year.
And people are super, super excited for it.
They are. And I did not know, according to IMDb, there is another sequel, How to Train Your Dragon 3, which is scheduled for release in June of 2016.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's on this, and I'm so happy for him. It's so great to know that there's this bear who's one of the main people behind these great movies. So,
well, I completely agree. You know, the other thing that people kind of know him for, but I don't know if everyone knows about, is that Dean also co-wrote and co-directed Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, he did that one too? Oh, yes. Excellent. That's also a great movie too.
Well, yeah. I'm going to do a reversal. I'm going to reverse because I found a better one.
What the hell is
better
this?
One for like, Better Liberty? Okay, here's the thing. Yeah. Is don't remove your Dean. Let's do a bonus round. Okay.
Okay, hold on. If bonus. I can get the freaking link to work, I will do it, but it's pissing me off.
These are just bonuses. They're not specifically in any category. And we'll all do just one kind of off the top of our head ones. I already got an idea for mine.
Ah, shit. Okay.
So I'm going to start off. So while you're getting that all together, I'm going to start off the bonus round.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say Fuzzbutt. The thing about Fuzzbutt is it's more of... He's got his daddy. He's taking care of his daddy and everything like that. But I want to be that one other guy who just kind of like loves him.
Oh,
just normal, like cuddles and snuggles and sex. So
So fucking pissed off that I can't find.
And by the way, he and Jess are still on this pedestal.
So. Yes, they are.
Damon, who's your bonus round?
It'll be he kind of falls into Bear Liberty and porn star, but I don't think he actually did porn. But Bear Jeff, if I can find a fucking picture,
like Fantasy Bear Jeff, right?
Fantasy Bear Jeff, yes.
Yes. Oh my God, he's gorgeous. Yes. He's fucking gorgeous. See, us Jeffs are hot. just saying.
Yeah, I reblogged the pictures of him recently, so I'm trying to find the reblogging. But if I don't find it, you know who I'm fucking talking about. Bear Jeff. Fantasy Bear Jeff. That, like, one of my first kind of bear crushes.
I'm typing Fantasy Bear, and then I go, and what do I get? A nice slew of links.
Yeah. I should do that.
Yeah, I got it. I think this one in a baseball cap that I found here.
Boo. Okay.
Here,
images.
Here, take a look at that one. I like that one.
If it'll load for me. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, but that's just that's one of them. There are many pictures.
But for purposes of this, we'll just use it.
For the show, yeah, okay. But I will find it, I promise. Go ahead, Gary.
So I was totally not prepared for a bonus round.
Sorry, it just kind of came up.
So I'm like madly searching the internet. I'm like, I don't know who I would. whatever.
I mean, you can't. You could pick the one another one that we were talking about earlier.
No, it's okay. I kind of came up with something, but I need to see if I can. No, that's not going to work. One moment, please, while I try to figure out how to link the damn image. What is this?
I just wanted multiples of Jeff because that's the best way to view him in all his glory.
So here's the interesting thing. Are we allowed to say his last name, or do you guys not know his last name?
Whose?
Jeff's.
I don't know his last name.
I don't know. Mr. Summerfield, Mr. Jeff Summerfield.
Oh, okay.
Because you guys were like, Fantasy Bear Jeff, and I'm like, who the hell's that? I personally don't know.
I'm sorry. That's all we know him as.
That's okay. I personally don't know Mr. Jeff Summerfield, but I do know people that know him. So I have a couple degrees of separation there.
Nice.
And that being said, yeah, it's, but then again, I also have 2 degrees of separation from Dean. So, because I know people that know Dean, which has not gotten me to meet Dean. Not that I've tried necessarily, but probably because I'm afraid I become a blubbering idiot and like, just stand there and drool and not be able to talk. While we were discussing, by the way, shout out for Mr. Jeff Rockhub. He was messaging with me. And I told him the topic that we're talking about, and I sent him a link of the picture of Dan Haggerty. I said, thinking of you.
Nice.
And his response was classic. He said, you will need to share him with me. You do know that. And then he did qualify, and he said, unless you can get me James Gandolfini from The Mexican.
Oh my God, yes.
Which I haven't seen that.
Oh my God.
So
you've
got
to watch The Mexican. You really have to watch Mexican. I didn't like the movie that – I didn't think it was good, that great. But one thing, he plays a gay assassin.
Okay, that is the one.
So even better, he's also got a goatee. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the movie. Like, do that once we're done here.
Listen to you.
It's oh my God, he's so gorgeous. I hate that guy. Anyways, moving on.
All right, so because it was so last minute and on the cuff, this is awkward and embarrassing. I will say Mark.
Aww.
On fire.
Who has become one of our most devoted fans, Mr. On Fire 40.
Yeah, that's a sweet pick and actually great pick. I would also play with him too if it weren't for the fact that I'm more of a top two.
Did
although you know Tomps can do things together.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Sam and I do it every time.
Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Okay. Sorry.
Yummy.
That was a nice little I need a moment.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I got a link for you. Yummy.
Okay.
Yummy tummy, actually. This guy's gorgeous. I tried to find him on the Tumblrs. Mm-hmm. And what he posts on his own Tumblr blog, not interested in. But this picture of him. God, I want to dive into that belly.
Yeah. Oh, sexy. Nice.
So I'm just calling that yummy. Anyways, Dana.
Okay. Mine is, I called it, don't you think I look good in this hat? Because that is kind of what he was talking about. This random guy, his first picture is him in a jacket, and he's got a nice little beanie hat on, or stocking cap on, bearded, and he has no pants on. And then in the second one, he has unzipped the jacket, so you see this nice furry, burly chest. Kind of a geek, kind of a definitely a cutie. Definitely a cutie. So, and he goes, I love this hat. I love this jacket. I love making dumb poses. I love me. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of doing a pirouette thing or something.
Yes.
I don't know what that's actually called. So,
I forget what it's called.
Interesting.
It's cute. And it's, there are no naughty bits showing, but it's still kind of hot to me.
That's okay.
That's definitely okay.
That's perfectly fine.
Yes.
All right. And Gary.
I'm calling this one Daddy in the Stall.
Ooh. Sorry.
Wow, Jeff.
So it appears that this picture was taken in a bathroom stall. And it's a gentleman who's pulling up his shirt to reveal his belly and pulling down his pants and underwear. And you don't get to see necessarily, but it is definitively telling a story. It's also very interesting artistically because it's like used not fisheye, but a filter of some sort to kind of blur the edges mm-hmm. around. So kind of like it, like the center focus circle is the most crisp of the image. I don't know. I really, really, I like the picture. I thought it was very alluring. And like I said, tells a story. And makes me wonder, like, was this posed, like, with a camera? Was someone sitting there? Like, or is this, like, a peep show? Like, anyways.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The
picture of James Gandolfini was just linked in our Skype chat.
Yeah.
And that's from the Mexican. Oh, but yeah, oh so my God. That Daddy Bear picture, Gary.
That's a good one. Because I get what you mean by the story. Because it could be, is this a tea room kind of moment where they're, you know, it's this, and you're... Your view is the view of the guy that's about to get all up on this daddy bear, or could this be like, I like your idea of it being a peephole, that this guy is just a regular guy that's, you know, just in the bathroom and someone's kind of taking a look at it through the hole.
Stick sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it looks like and this is definitely from the toilet side of things. And needless to say, I would like to be sitting on that toilet. Yeah. So my initial reaction to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, moving on. Do we have anything for this? No, I don't. We're going to actually go into something that's a little bit of a surprise here. Before we wrap things up with our picks, we're going to do something that's a little bit barely relevant.
Oh.
Where is it? There it is. So, St. Patrick's Day was this past week.
Okay.
Right? You know, yeah. And you know Irish people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are redheads.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, first off, I'm going to ask you a question and I want you guys to answer.
Okay.
And then I will tell you the answers that I got. I got a whole bunch of them from Facebook and Bear Underground. What about gingers, redheads attracts you to them?
Oh, wow. Gary, you go first.
What attracts me to redheads?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like,
okay.
Like if a ginger was... Okay, so you've got a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead. Pretty much close to the same. Obviously, because they're different people, they're not the same. But close to the same, so they got attributes you like in general. But why would you go with the redhead instead?
Hmm.
This is awkward. because...
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you think of Shep Hunter.
That's not helping.
Well, I mean, for example, because Shep is pretty much a redhead, isn't he?
He is.
I mean, he's, yeah, as we were saying. So,
mint sugar.
Why would the cinnamon sugar man be attractive to you? What's different than a brunette?
It's some of it has to do with skin complexion. Redheads tend to have lighter skin. They have freckles as a main feature in some cases, not predominantly, but could be a piece of that. redheads have really great facial hair usually.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I'm about to say something so sacrilegious. There is no scientific proof of what I'm about to state. But in my estimation, there is a larger tendency that redheads have thicker dicks.
Huh. I didn't even think about that. How about you, David?
Huh. I'm thinking about that last part for a second. Hold on.
I said there was no proof of it. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just going through a couple of the redheads that I know, and I'm thinking, yeah, okay, maybe, possibly. Anywho, okay. So, I have known some redheads to be, there's an allure, just a general kind of, since they are quote unquote kind of a rarity, it tends to be, I don't even want to say exotic, but just like, oh, it's a redhead. Okay. You know, kind of cute. And I always find looking at the fur and the hair of them, I'm like, oh, that's kind of a nice looking redhead kind of guy. And like you said, Gary, with the skin, it kind of adds more accent or kind of makes the red hair more accented. So just from a visual standpoint, you see the red hair, you kind of see it. You will almost always see it. I have known many a redhead who tends to be a little bit more frisky in bed.
Aggressive?
Well, not really aggressive. Just they don't really have
energy.
Energy limits. They don't really. I mean, I'm going to go with the whole no soul thing, but I think they kind of don't. They kind of really go all out, you know, when they are having sex. They're kind of aggressive is a good word, but that's not quite the word I'm looking for. But just they're kind of energetic, and they're there, and they're always in the space, and they are aggressive lovers. Okay. They tend to, like I said, with no soul, they tend to go all out. And
I got to
listen. I can't believe you went there.
Oh, I so went there.
Just wait, Gary. Okay. So let's actually go into, what we got for the comments. So Trevor Mill says Harkonnens are sexy. do you both get that?
Harkonnens?
Harkonnens?
Gary, yeah, I don't get it.
You don't get it. There were one of the group from one of the people from Dune. And they were redheads. So
Okay. Yeah.
I put this into a couple of the Geek Bear groups. So John Monroy says the contrast. Mitch McGee says the hair, the eyes, how they smell, the freckles, and I'd like to rejuvenate the soul within them. Shane Brown from Gay Austin Geek says, if I knew the answer to this, I would have saved myself years of heartache. LOL, JK. I think for me, it's unique. There aren't that many true redheads, or it's not as common as the other hair colors out there. Also, red is generally associated with warmth and love and even passion. There you go. Passionate. That's what you were looking for, Damon.
That's the word.
Yeah. Although, so just my two cents. Chris Newman says gingers have no souls. Nicholas Kenslayer says, I avoid the soulless. I mean, gingers. I mean, redheads. Juan Wences says, gingers with chest hair and a happy trail. It's like a blaze of fire that leads to a temple of goodness.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
I actually like that. I think that's my favorite so far. Renee Flores. Hey, Flora says, for me, it's about what is different from myself. So as a dude with brown skin, brown eyes, and black hair, I find light hair, blonde, red, or light eyes, blue, green, hazel, very alluring.
Aha. Thank you.
The Raphael Code says, a little bald for me, but of course, go for the look first. I don't know. That doesn't make quite sense. Apparently, he thinks that redheads are bald or something. I got a second one. Link from Juan Wences says, just look at this. All of this makes them hot. And there's this gay bearded model, Keddy Brain Struts. Is that Brain? Really? His middle name is Brain?
That's his last name.
His stuff is Canadian Big Brother. So it's a guy who is on the Canadian version of Big Brother called Kenny Struts. Has his big red beard.
Yeah.
Moving on. Sam Moretti says reddish the better. Joss Lloyd, which I actually think is Josh Lloyd. I don't know why he doesn't have the H on there unless he's now going by Joss. I haven't talked to him in a while. He says, I love gingers as well as being one. I think there was supposed to be a period there. Love the attention. We are rare in the world and are slowly being removed as being a ginger is a recessive gene. I feel the ginger attraction is because we look fiery and act like it too. There's another
word. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Fiery.
Over on Bear Underground, we had a Tex Big B said redheads seem to be more aggressive. Nice. To experiment. By the way, to experiment is so much fun.
That's okay.
Together. Don't find them any more or less attractive in general. Shore Bear, I think that's pronounced. I didn't pronounce that right. Anyways, that one day a year that they get that little bit extra rowdy, St. Patrick's Day. So apparently they get rowdy. Rethmino Bered, alarm. Ginger redheaded men taste funny, salty and sweet. JTSPS says love red pubes, nice pink cocks. and the hot bulk muscle filly, that red hair, blank expression, the freckles. There's a lot of picking on here. Over on Cool Plus, Kevin Bryant says that gingers are trouble, and I like getting into trouble.
Nice.
Shane Amirian, I think I pronounced that right, said the Celtic look. Also, it's like you're saving a species, too.
Nice.
Anthony Mendoza, no clue. I just think they're hot with their red hair and no soul. Mr. Allen, our infamous Mr. Allen, says they smell and taste better than all other men at both ends, front and back.
Wow.
Yeah, this that's one, a wow.
This one I absolutely love and am so, so excited for. Tom McMillan Oakley. I won't lie. I have gingivitis. So much so, I married one. And he did. They got a certificate.
Yay.
So I'm so excited for Tom and Todd. So, by the way, Tom and Todd, congratulations. And I'm so happy for you guys.
Yay.
Parker Presnell says, freckles and pale skin besides the ginger. That's all the comments I got about this. So... here's my opinion. My opinion is actually, I think, kind of along the lines of to experiment. It's not a thing. I think I'm just not attracted to gingers. If they're redhead and have other features, sure. But I don't think I'm really that attracted to them at all. But they're fine. I don't think they're soulless. I think they have a soul. Moving on into the links. Damon, what do you got?
Shoot, I'm not on the dock. Okay, there's the dock. I've kind of been a big fan of... I saw Frozen recently. And I've just been a big fan. And after... the fail at the Oscars of Adele Dazeem singing Let It Go.
Adele Dazeem.
Yeah. There was another version of Jimmy Fallon. See, Idina Menzel went on the show with Jimmy Fallon, and they did a version of Let It Go with Classroom Instruments. And I just think it is so wonderful. It's a really cute little arrangement, and she sings it much better. Much, much better. She starts a little shaky in the beginning, but that's probably because it's really hard to find a pitch off a random classroom instrument. So, yeah. But it works.
It looked pretty cool there.
It's really cute. And it's a fun... I think they had a fun time doing it. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
But that's my... Alrighty.
So, I've been perusing Tumblr a bit recently. And one of the things I thought of I wanted to do is like, okay, I had these World of Warcraft wallpapers on my computers. They're fine, they're great and everything. But I've been a little frisky lately. So I decided I wanted to change it up. So I did a search, literally search for bare wallpapers. And I found this Tumblr blog, which has like a crap ton of them. It's not in English or anything, but so I've got, is it bare wallpapers, Wafflebill 66, that Tumblr.com, and he has just a series, and he has, it says some screen resolutions, he has it set up. I have the one, maybe I need to reblog these or something. I have one which is Patrick, and the other one which I'm putting on my laptop, I still haven't, is these two cute guys together. I'm trying to find it. Here we go, which is these two guys in front of a brick wall, and one guy's behind the other, and they're holding a belly. It's cute. So yeah, so it's like a nice resource. It has all types of bears on here.
Oh, cool.
And there's a bunch of Asian of bears, and I have a little bit of an Asian fetish, so those are kind of nice, especially when they're in a fundoshi. Fundoshis.
All right.
So check that out and just kind of like scroll through, and you get all these different types of bears. Oh, this one has a guy with an uncaught cock blindfolded with his hands behind his back.
All righty.
Anyways, moving on. Gary?
Yeah, so mine actually kind of amused me, and I took it from another person. I work in the teleservices industry as a trainer and developer, so, but being in that industry, you can probably relate to this if you've ever taken phone calls as a job in your life. It's called 22 Problems Only Call Center Workers Will Understand. And it's a cute list of various items, such as spending a little longer than necessary listening to another department's hold music, saying things like the systems are all back up and running now. The never ending amazement at customers' phonetic alphabet skills. Oh.
Is it Q Is for Quebec or Q for cube?
Oh, yeah. Needing a manager's help and realizing you've got a better chance of speaking to Jesus.
night before a 10-hour shift.
Yeah, so
it has a picture of Luke Roy when he was just told that Luke, I am your father. No.
Yeah. Oh, so it's God. Cute.
It's fun. So if anyone's worked, I think they'll appreciate the list.
You know, I just got off this, so going through these, it's like, calling a customer a swear word of your choice as your workmate nods to your mute button. Oh. No, I'm pretty good at about waiting till I'm off the call before it goes with that fucking. Okay, that's good. So that's it. That's the show. You know what? I would love to hear what your people's porn star movie TV personality, Bear Liberty, and maybe a bonus.
that you would like to sleep with. I'm going to say sleep with. I'm not going to say fucks, because fucks just sounds like it's pure sex. But sometimes you want to cuddle. Or
you want to do all three.
Uh-huh. Or do all three, yes. Mm-hmm. So let us know. Pop over to bearunderground.net, pop into the group, and actually just leave it right there. Comment there. Or you can go to our website, cubsoutloud.com, and comment on the blog itself. You can also follow us, make a comment on our post on Google Plus at google.com/+CubsOutloud, or Facebook, facebook.com/CubsOutloud. Also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CubsOutloud. Please pop over to iTunes, rate us. If it's 5-star, 4-star, whatever, I'll read your review on the show. I said review. I didn't say rating. I said review. So you need to actually type something when that happens so that I can read it. Otherwise, it's like, yeah, 3-5-star ratings. But why? Anyways, thumbs us up on Stitcher Radio if you listen to us there. You'll find me anywhere on the internet. It says Box Deck, Box Buggy, Puppy, Box Cub, Box something or other. And I'm working on actually getting BoxPuppy.com up.
Awesome.
But that's a few days.
I am TheaterCub79 on Bear401, Bear Underground, and Tumblr.
I can be found as GareBear73 pretty much anywhere on the internet that I have an account. I also wanted to say, because we haven't said anything for a little bit, some of you who may have been wondering what is happening with our situation with the hosts, and Robert and Eric have taken a hiatus for a brief amount of time. Both of them had some things happen that they wanted to take a break for a little while, and I just want to recognize that we think of them. They've been going through some things, and it's not that they're gone forever or anything, but we're looking forward to them coming back and joining us again.
Yay. And in the meantime, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
See you later.